get ready. Here we go.
How you doing, man?
Who is this?
This is Nate.
Who the fuck is this? What's up, buddy?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. How are you?
Good. You're up at school, yeah?
Yeah, I'm up at school right now.
Where do you go to school again?
Ithaca College.
Ithaca. Where's that?
It's like all the way up there. It's like It's like north of Binghamton, but like below Syracuse. Oof.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Tie up, bro. You like it there?
I do like it here. Yeah, it's like really pretty. Well, it was during the fall. Now it's like winter and depressing.
But yeah, I know. I went to Albany. Winter was fucking horrible.
Yeah, just waiting for it to snow, honestly.
Snow's dope. Yeah. I imagined like I was laying in bed the other day and I was like looking out and I was like, whoa, imagine if it was like downpouring snow, how dope that would be.
That'd be sick.
And I was starting to get excited.
Yeah, man. I'm a big fan of snow.
Me too. I am too. For the most part.
Yeah, until it becomes like sludge.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you study?
So right now I study journalism and history.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So kind of just the goal is to become like a reporter, like going to go to like crazy places and film people and kind of know what's up. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, man, I have like a news account on Instagram. I don't know if I showed you.
No.
Yeah, it's like I kind of do a little bit like conflict reporting, so if anyone knows who like Popular Front is, I'm basically a rip off of that. So
Oh nice. I don't, but that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow, cool. I had absolutely no direction in college. I was just there to like, I don't know, fuck around. It's terrible.
Hey, man. That's what's up.
Nah. Sweet. So, I'm talking to Nate Shaw. Is your last name, yeah?
Henshaw, yeah.
Henshaw?
Yeah, H-E-N-S-H-A-W.
Oh. I always thought it was Nathan Shaw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nah, man, it's Henshaw.
I noticed I've been doing that lately. Like, there's a guy, Joe Veloci, but on Instagram, I always thought it said Joe from Montauk. Like, it's Joe from Montauk.
And it's really, I thought that too, actually.
Yeah, you did, right? Yeah. It's not. Like, if you read it again, it's something else. Yeah.
Okay.
But I call him Joe from Montauk.
Yeah.
What's up, Joe?
Shout out, Joe.
Joe. Never mind. Sweet. So you're coming home. So Nate, the reason we're talking, me and Nate have known each other for a while now, like a year or so more.
Yeah, something like that now, yeah.
Yeah. And so Nate is one of the, if not the main person behind the Bad Idea Collective. You could tell me if that's right, you know, technically.
Yeah, I kind of help run the like shows and stuff like that, yeah.
Right. So you definitely, you're booking all these shows, or most of the shows. That have gone on over this past year?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Were you in on the inception? Who is the original people in the Bad Idea Collective?
Yeah, I guess... All right, I'm just going to tell the full story then, if that's cool.
Go. Yeah.
All right. So basically, it started off with me, Grace, Logan, AJ, and Christos.
Okay.
So they made Pink Mist as like a you know, just like they're hanging out at Lucas's house, and they're just playing music.
Okay.
And I was like, as a joke, I was just like, guys, what if we like played a show? Because this is like in the middle of Corona.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We're all bored. And I was just like, what if we just did that? And so I emailed AMH, and then they're like, there's this other show going on the day you want it, but they need support. So they're like, why don't we just like combine the shows? I'm like, okay, cool.
Cool.
And that first show at AMH, that's where we met JP. We met all the Raid guys.
Oh, wow.
Like that was like a foundational moment, you know?
What and, do you know when this was? Like around?
This was actually the poster on my wall. This was August 17th, 2021.
Got it.
So this is like last summer. Well, I guess two summers ago now. God.
Right.
And so, yeah, so we met like Tyler, Nick, and Liam, and we all just like, kind of like clicked instantly, and we were like, oh, this is cool. And also,
Nick, by the way, sorry, kept trying to convince me that his name was really Kelvin.
It is, man.
No. Is it though?
Yeah, that's his middle name, Nick, so I call him by his middle name, but his first name's Kelvin.
Oh,
yeah.
It was so weird because I was like all tripping out, and he kept talking to me about it. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, it's confusing, but yeah. Basically, like, yeah, we all, like, we thought, like, 20 people were going to show up, you know?
And yeah. Then,
like, somehow, some way, like, we got, like, a really good turnout, and we're like, holy shit, like, we could just keep doing this, I guess. Like, let's just keep playing shows.
Yeah.
Stop showing up.
Yeah.
So then we started doing the house shows, and those were a big success. And then after a while, I was like, guys, because at the first show, I said, yo, what if you, like, made a record label and, like, tried to, like, do all this shit? Everyone was like, nah, dude, we can't really do that. We don't have, like, the following or whatever. And then after a while, it became, like, all right, we could actually do this.
Yeah.
And so...
where do you feel like the kids came, the crowd? Was it, like, was it people you knew from college at first?
Well, it was... So it was all of our friends from, like, home and stuff.
Sure.
And this is before I even went to college. This is, like, when, like, I was, like, I should have been there, but, like, because of COVID, I had to, like, stay home. So this is, like, peak, like, boredom. But,
yeah.
It was, like, our friends, and then, like, it was, like, a good mix as, like, people came to see Raid, and people came to see, like, we had a lot of different people coming in, which was cool.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, so we eventually I was like, all right, let's make a thing, you know?
Yeah. And
if anyone knows me, like I had these things called Nate ideas. Like I'm always the guy who's like, yo, guys, what if we did this? And like most of the time it's a really stupid fucking idea.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, like something stuck, you know?
I'm an idea guy. I love an idea guy.
Exactly. Yeah. But like I'm the guy that says stupid shit and everyone like kind of like reins me in. So I'm like, yo, what if we call it bad idea? Because like in the beginning it was like, a bad idea.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And so, like, I had this whole thing, like, yo, we're pitched to bands, like, yo, if you join Bad Idea, it's going to be the best bad idea you ever had. I never said that before. It is really cringy, but that was the idea.
That's funny.
But, yeah, and so we started that, and then things just kept, you know, snowballing. And so, yeah, man, that's kind of how Bad Idea got started, I guess.
Wow, that's super awesome. Yeah. And then So Pink Mist was the first band, like the whole catalyst for the situation.
Yeah, Pink Mist was the first like real band that we had, you know, going for us. Yeah.
And then but Raid already existed, we're saying, and then so you have segue into the band you front is Comeuppance.
Yeah.
Just to jump over there for a second. Sure. You guys are recording right now, right?
Yeah, we're almost done. We're gonna try to get it out really soon. Because I'm coming back home for Thanksgiving, so we're gonna try and like finish it out, and then hopefully we can get that out by the end of the year.
Nice. So you're gonna record vocals in Thanksgiving?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Sick. What do you like? What would you call the style of Comeuppance? I mean, I feel I've seen you.
Yeah.
But, like, usually when I see you guys, like I saw your first show, and you had like two songs, and you were moshing most of the time, which is awesome.
Yeah,
you're like, I don't have any lyrics, I'm just gonna mosh on everyone.
Yeah, but I didn't have any lyrics ready because like I was literally on the train over there thinking like, oh, what am I gonna say? I'm like, all right, I'll just fucking mosh and hope that looks cool. No, but yeah, man, I guess like the brainchild for the band was me and AJ like wanting to like we both love Mind Force, so we're like, let's make a band. Oh. Sounds like Mind Force.
Yeah.
And then we got Tyler and Nick and Chrisos involved, and then I don't know. It's kind of we wanted to keep it fast. There's a lot kind of like a lot of like Slayer influence in there too, with like Nick's like double kick.
Sick.
So I don't know. It's weird. We have a lot of different influences going on.
Nice.
And I think it sounds pretty cool. I don't know.
No, for sure, because like everyone's in other weird. You know, Tyler's in East, coming from Rate. You know.
Yeah, it's you could hear like Tyler does his little like harmonic stuff,
yeah,
in, like in between, and then like AJ does his little like noise things, and
yeah,
that like Nick's like double kick, like everyone has their own little like thing they like throw in there. It's kind of cool.
No, it's awesome. I'll send the demo over to Streets of Hate.
Yeah, for sure, man. I appreciate that.
So, speaking of coming home and for Thanksgiving,
yeah. Oh yeah, the show, man.
Yeah. So if this is centered around anything, this interview, although it just should be a lot of interesting shit, there's a big show to promote in I think right about two weeks. A little less than 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, let me bring up, because I have a horrible memory.
November 26th, it's a Saturday. Oh, so I think it was 2 weeks from this past Saturday, and today's Monday.
Yeah.
I am not at work. I've called out sick.
Solid.
To do this interview. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow. That's so important.
You know, you got to do what's important in life.
You know, right? Yeah.
Mail out hoodies and do interviews. Oh, okay. So this show on the 26th.
Yes.
We've established it's on the 26th. That's Thanksgiving weekend, I believe. Right, that's Saturday, I think. Thursday before that, 2 days, like the 24th, is Thanksgiving itself.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone should be home. Hopefully no one has anything to do on Saturday night, and this is going to be a big, huge show.
That's the hope.
Break it down. Like,
yeah. I guess starting off, we got Raid headlining.
And this is at AMH. Know, but... Have we said this is at AMH yet?
This is at AMH. At 7:30 doors, but okay. Get there early, see all the bands. But yeah, Raid's gonna be headlining. They just dropped their new EP, which is fucking sick, by the way. Like, Scalped is like one of my new favorite songs. It's awesome.
I haven't gotten to dig into the second EP that much, but I mean, I saw them two nights ago, and they remains my favorite band like ever.
It's them. Really cool. It's a lot. It's a lot like. It's gonna sound stupid. It's a lot moshier. Like you listen to it, and you're like, yeah.
That's true, but you know what? I think maybe that's why I'm saying this to them right now.
Yeah.
That maybe that's why I off rip didn't like it as much as the last one, because I love fucking like Seminole and what, it's 5,000?
8,000.
8,000. Like those are my favorite songs, actually. Like they played, I think, 8,000 two nights ago.
Yeah.
And I just went right up to like, you know, a foot in front of them and just stood there.
That's what you gotta do, man. That's the thing.
And I didn't even tape it. Like, at first I was like, oh, I'm going to tape this. I'm like, no, I want to see this. You know,
yeah.
I hear it, like, for myself. But I think I love their slow stuff so much that I think I was missing that there isn't a slow song on the new EP, but I'm sure I'm probably in the minority on that.
Yeah, that's the thing with Raid, is that they can do so many different things.
Yes.
Is that like, like, I love their shoegazy stuff, and then they put out like this kick-ass fucking EP. I'm like, damn, this is sick.
Yeah.
What if they made more shoegaze and just like, fuck, you know?
I just love it as it's a cool thing that they could do as a break or an interlude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why
not?
And plus, it keeps their like live sets interesting because you have no idea what they're gonna play.
That's true. Like, that's very interesting. That's a very cool thing. I mean, most people don't have that much shit to play or that much of a range to go through. It's not like,
exactly,
hey guys, play this type of set. You know, it's funny because I actually know that Saturday night, because it was a mixed bill and every other. Well, there was another heavy band or two, which I didn't even realize. But anyway, since it was a mixed bill, I think that the goons were like, hey guys, you're gonna play like a mellow set? And they're like, no, we're playing a really heavy set. And they were like, all right, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's cool to be able to say that to somebody, because most bands, they just have their fucking set, but you can tell them.
Exactly, yeah. And it's cool because, like, oh, dude, the first time I listened to Seminole and, like, 8,000, right, I was just like, holy shit. Like, I remember before they released the album, I was in the car with Liam and Grace, and Liam played 8,000 for the first time, like me and Grace haven't heard before. Mm-hmm. I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, this is like,
yeah,
damn. Like, the it's crazy how they can go from like the heaviest shit you ever heard to like most geeziest shit. You
know? It proved a point to me that I wasn't looking for. I was just like, I think as a non-musician that I've said I am,
mm-hmm,
you know, when things are so chaotic and crazy and fast as Raid can be, I can't be like, this is like technically the best, this or that. I know. You know what I'm saying? From my perspective, because it's so much going on. But then when they break into that, I'm like, what? Like, that unequivocally, you know, is like a beautiful song. And like, you know, which I can fully understand. I'd be like, wow. You know, it's almost like, I don't know if I made this analogy before. They say this in a movie, and I'll see if I can see if I can pull off the analogy here. It's an awesome movie too. But basically, it's like about an abstract artist who's just slopping things around, kind of. Not slopping things around, but it's a mess. And like, it's up to the viewer to say, like,
what
is this, amazing or not? You know, like,
yeah,
or something like that. But the point was, they were like, well, how do we know if this is any good? And like, oh, the only way you tell if this is any good is to have them do something like really basic and standard and see that they can crush that, but they prefer to do this.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a horrible analogy or not.
It's like they're almost like they're proving a point, you know?
Yeah, like basically, it's a comedy, but basically, it's like I had him draw this sparrow, and everybody goes, because it's like a perfect sparrow.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, if you could draw a perfect sparrow and then you can go whacked out like that, the point is you could do either or. You know, anyway.
Makes sense.
Bah, 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 bah.
All right. And then next up on the bill, we have show. That's all I'm going to say. Show up.
Oh, that's all you're going to say.
That's all I can say.
You can't say like where they're from. Are they from here? Is this
they're from Long Island? They're from Long Island.
Okay.
I can't say what type of music. Can't say what the members are going to be. Just know it's going to be a very, very good set.
Wow, that's exciting. Is it people, man, I know? Can you say that?
Nope, cannot.
Oh, damn. All right.
It's a secret. It's a secret.
Go on. Flid. They don't have an Instagram. They're totally ghost.
No one knows who they. Well, people know who they are, but.
Very See, but I don't know.
You don't know. See, if you don't know, that means like it's very low key.
No, nobody tells me anything. My favorite thing is when like Raid had the new EP, and I'm like, "Yo, can I hear it?" And they're like, "No."
What? They wouldn't even let us hear that. They were so secretive about that.
But I like that about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm happy when they say no. I actually like smile.
Yeah.
The point is, they're taking it that seriously that they won't let me listen. So I'm actually.
Yeah. Plus, like, all right, I'm going to go on a little rant right here. Some bands, they release all their good songs as singles before the album drops, and then like, the album drops, the EP drops, and you're like, damn, I kind of listened to all this already.
Right.
All this stuff is like the filler songs, and you're like, oh. So I'm really happy they did that, because like, I don't think that album would have hit as well as it did.
Yeah.
Release all the songs. But they kind of did. Like, they released a few songs, but they kept a few songs for the album.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, we got Crossfire from New Jersey. They're sick.
What kind of stuff?
There's not any music on like streaming services, I don't think, but their videos on Instagram, they're pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out, because a few of those guys they're in Reaching Out. So I think.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So they're from Jersey?
Yeah, they're from Jersey. I think most of them are.
Oh, that could be very interesting. Reaching Out's dope.
Yeah, so that's gonna be a sick set. And then we got from Boston, IGCC, Industrial Grade Chemical Cleaner. Another Bad Idea band. I'm hyped for these guys. Like,
yeah,
they sent into the group chat like they're working on like a new release, and it's like it's fucking killer, dude. Like, it's like I'm a big fan of Queensway, and it reminded me a lot of that.
Of Queensway?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I love Queensway.
Like, it was like some like
really
groovy type shit. Yeah, it's cool. So they're gonna be playing. That's cool. Members of Tilted are in IGCC.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then we got Urinako, you know, the homies.
No, wait, hold on. I don't know who they are.
Who, Urinako?
Yeah, I mean, I know that Urinako is like, you know, I'm constantly like engaging with them or whatever on IG, but I have no idea who's in it or what the fuck it is.
Actually, so Nick's in it now.
So that's the first, yeah. So the first time I ever like felt like I saw them recently, sorry guys if I should know all this, but I was like, you know, I see them and stuff, and I'm like, oh, I know they're the homies. I know they're around, but I can't like figure out who it is. And then I finally saw Nick, and I'm like, oh, it's Nick's in this band. And then I was like, okay, but that's recent.
Yeah, it's recent. And then there's Johnny, and I know Johnny. All the other guys, I see you around. I don't really talk to you. I'm sorry. I'm very bad with names, but Johnny's the homie. I've been
talking to him a lot. So I might not know.
Yeah, but they're sick though. They actually emailed the Bad Idea in email with their demo.
Oh, and then,
yeah. So we all like listen to it at the same time, and then we're like, if you listen to the demo, like I haven't heard anything like that before. Like it was like grind atmospheric with like anime like samples. I was just like, what?
Whoa.
Yeah, it was cool. Well. At first, I was like, what the fuck? And then I listened to it again. I'm like, all right, this is interesting. And the third time through, I was like, all right, this is actually pretty cool.
Hmm.
So, yeah, man. So this is going to be their first show.
So, doesn't sound bad. I mean, I like anime.
Yeah, yo, me too, dude. I just finished watching Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I'm not that into it currently. I was into it, like, you know, years ago, like with OG shit, like Akira. Have you
seen Akira? Sick, yeah.
Yeah. And then, and some other, you know, weird shit, like hentai shit. Not hentai. Yeah. I don't know. Octopus.
Send me the link later, Adam. But,
what was I going to say? Oh, but then my daughter was starting to get into this My Hero Academia shit, and I got all hyped about it.
Yeah. So
I'm like, good, I'll get into it again with her. And she dropped it after like a week or a month. Anyway,
yeah, I used to like rag on anime. I'd be like, oh, this is just fucking stupid. But all my friends at school up here, they watch anime and they got me into it. And now I'm like, yeah, this is actually really based.
Do you ever see Baki?
No.
Baki? It's kind of like a Street Fighter type thing, like the craziest fighter in the world, you know?
Okay.
One of those deals where everyone is just stronger than the next person, like unbelievably, like, you know, powerful bullshit. Anyway, it was interesting.
Yeah. That sounds like One Punch Man.
Yes, except I don't understand. I can't watch One Punch Man because I want to see more than one punch. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, I want to see drawn out battles. Like, if he really just knocks everyone out with one punch.
But I think that's like so funny because they just like, it's just so like ridiculous.
I guess, yeah. No, it's all ridiculous. Like this this Baki show, they had this character, and I'm looking at him. And he's obviously Mike Tyson, right? But they make this in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a guy who's obviously Mike Tyson, but he's like a ghost or something. He's training Baki as a ghost. And they keep calling him Iron Michael, which I kept fucking dying about. They're like, Iron Michael. You know what's interesting to me? Manga and anime are so big right now because, like, I was actually into comic books before I was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I had created my own comic book series. We made like 3 issues and all this stuff.
Oh, really? That's so sick, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole long story. I did it for years and years. It cost me like lots of money because I hired like professional artists and shit. And at some point, I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
But it's a really long story. But so I like was fully immersed in that scene for a while. And I would go to comic book stores like constantly, check out what's going on, read a lot of different stuff because I was writing. And like, you know, for instance, in the mall, there's like Newbery Comics. Most people have a Newbery Comics in their mall.
Newbery Comics. Some reason, Roosevelt Field Mall, Newbery Comics has an amazing record section.
Yeah, I know. They're all different. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually really surprising.
Yeah, I've been to one in like Maine in a mall and somewhere else where like the one in Maine was like four times the size with like way like tons of different shit they were selling.
Yeah. Like limited edition shit. It was like crazy, but yeah.
Yeah. So it's a cool store. but what I found interesting is like, so whenever I was doing this, this is also during COVID, I guess 2 years, yeah, whatever. The stores were packed with comics and shit. And then there was manga, right? And anime type stuff. I go in now, the comics, if you go into Westbury, Newbery,
yeah. Right?
The comics are pushed all the way to the back wall where like the shit is, like the garbage, like clearance stuff. Like you almost can't find them now. And it's this tiny little thing. And manga books, there's like 20 shelves right up front.
Damn, man.
That's just crazy. Yeah, just to like prove like it's right up front to the left, like mostly manga, and the comics are like gone. They took them off the main wall on the right. Squashed them in the back. I guess I'm kind of happy that I didn't get into the comic business then.
Yeah,
because
I guess, huh?
I guess it wasn't as popular as I thought.
Yeah, I was always into graphic novels. Like in my town's library, there was like a corner. I was really into like cross section books. Like, you know, like they'll have those like giant ass books where it's like a castle and they cut it in half and like all the guys like in there.
Yeah.
So I would read those and I would read like whatever graphic novels they had on the shelves.
Yeah.
I never got into like comic books. And
Well, actually the way comic books work, I hope nobody's too bored with this conversation, but the way the business actually works with a graphic novel is that there are graphic novels that are just done in one shot. Like here's 100-page, 200-page, fully realized story graphic novel for $25, boom, and I wrote it like that on purpose.
Okay,
but that's rare. Usually what happens is, say the thing I created was called Lobster Men, which I'm not gonna,
I want to read this. I want to like read your comic. It sounds actually pretty sick.
Well, I actually I hired a professional artist. His name is Bruno Oliveira.
Shout out Bruno.
Bruno, he lives in Brazil, actually. We never even met, but he draws shit for Marvel sometimes. He's doing a Marvel thing right now. He's drawn Spider-Man a couple times. Anyway, so can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Sorry. What's my point? My point is that the way it works, the business, is that you do 5 issues or 6 issues, and each issue is like 24 to 26 pages, right?
Okay.
And it's kind of cool, like from a financial standpoint, how it should work is you sell issue one, Lobsterman issue one, and you sell as many as you possibly can, right? And then maybe you have a second printing or you don't, and then you do issue two, and then you do issue three, issue four, issue five.
Yeah.
Then you compile them all and call that volume one.
So it's like a TV show.
Yeah. But then a volume one is what most people refer to as a graphic novel. Now you have, because there's a full story arc there.
Oh, I see.
Right? So like your intent with issues 1 through 5 is for me to start and end the full story arc where you can, it's kind of an ending.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
you could you could stop there and just read it. You don't have to read the next one. Then the next one is usually like, people don't realize this, but it's like, you know, if you're looking at Spider-Man, all of a sudden it's like he's fighting Dr. Octopus and then he stops and now he's fighting whoever, Kraven. The point is those are two different story arcs. They kind of open and close.
Gotcha.
Anyway, bop.
That's cool. Yeah. There's a kid on my rugby team actually who's like going to school to become like a comic artist. He's like
thing right now. It's a tough biz. It's kind of like, you know, I also tried to be a writer once. I wrote screenplays. You know, try to get a band signed to a major label. These are the kinds of things that, you know, the one in a million type thing.
It's tough.
You try them anyway.
Yeah.
Or not. But sick. Wait, we didn't get through the rest of the lineup, did we?
I think that was it. Arunaka.
And then Raid.
And Raid, yeah.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, that's the lineup for the 26th. Pop out. It's going to be a good time, hopefully.
So that's going to be awesome. Everyone should be home. Everyone should go to that. I'm definitely going to be there. Also, on my end, this is the only show that I'm going to be selling Angry Young Man hoodies and hats at all. So I've either mailed some out to some people, but in terms of physically selling them, it will be at this show and this show only.
Get some merch.
Yeah, man. So there's really not that much left. So come there for that. I'm sure there'll be lots of merch, hopefully from lots of people.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah.
I saw Pink Mist has a cool new t-shirt.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. That the guy who did their that shirt did the flyer for this show.
Oh, really?
The homie. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I like that. It's a cool style.
Yeah, he's our friend from Bogota. He goes to school with Grace and stuff like that. Yeah, so it's crazy.
Is that through Scum Crew?
No, it's actually funny. So we knew him before that. And so they played that backyard show for us, and then we were texting him like, dude, you need to come to this. Like, this band from Colombia is like literally playing a show. Like, you gotta come. He's like, I wish I could, but I can't. He was like somewhere that he couldn't, but yeah.
Crazy. Wow. Yeah, we got a lot of
Long Island Columbia connection, man.
Nobody knows about the Long Island Columbian Connect, but it's there.
But yeah, Sebastian's like talking about like graphic novels and stuff. Like, Sebastian's like so talented, dude. Like, I gave him this this picture of this guy getting attacked by like a tiger or whatever, like a panther. Yeah. And like literally like a day later, like he like traced it, drew it up, and like did all this crazy shit for the poster. I was like, what? Like, thank you, man. Like, holy shit. Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah, I love these creative posters and stuff. So yeah. Are you guys going to have merch for Comeuppance? Oh, well, you're not playing.
We're not playing, but I think Comeuppance is playing. We're playing a show in December for Bored Friends. If you guys know who they are, shout out Lena and Bored Friends. Playing a show in Brooklyn, I think at the Meadows.
Oh, wow.
And then...
Very fancy.
And then another... And then, like, another one in January?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not this show.
Okay.
We gotta get the EP up before we start worrying about merch. Gotta get this
out. You know. What came first, the chicken or the egg? You know?
Yeah, that's true.
No, that's not a good application. I just wanted to say that. I don't know. I will. Yeah, you could sell merch for you, Ben. I authorize that. I co-signed that idea. But anyway. So what about other Bad Idea Collective shows or projects? Anything else we should know about besides this upcoming?
Yeah, man. So we got almost like all the bands are recording right now. So we got like Hospital Bomber is gonna drop soon.
Oh right, Hospital Bomber. Hospital Bomber is. Remind everyone who's in that one.
So it's Logan on vocals, Nick on drums, Tyler and Kenny on guitar, and Christos on bass.
Sick. Okay.
Yeah, and then Hospital Bomber, like, I needed them to drop because Nick has his drum cam footage of him at one of their shows on his Instagram, and. Like, I want to listen to Hospital Bomber, but the only way I could do it is to, like, open up Instagram and go to this video of him playing drums. And it's mainly just a drum track, but then you can kind of hear the guitars in the background. I just, like, sit and, like, listen to that. I'm like, all right, I need this to come out now. So they're recording. IGCC is recording and dropping at some point.
Okay.
The new Mist is coming out at some point.
Okay.
Everyone get hyped for that. They're recording it nice, so they're putting in the work for that one. GIMP is recording and dropping at some point.
GIMP, wow,
yeah, man. I think they're releasing an album now. Like, it keeps growing and growing each time I talk to them about it. I think they're releasing, like, I don't want to say too much, but I think it's gonna be good. Trying to think. it's crazy because like there's so many side projects that I'm trying to keep track of them all.
I mean, that's beautiful. Like, think about, you know, you guys created this whole thing a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, or whatever.
Like almost like a year and a half ago now.
Yeah, a year and a half ago. And then, you know, just the idea that you guys just keep building, building, building. You have so many different bands coming out of, you know, the same, not the same pool of people, but yeah, you know, certain members and stuff.
Yeah. Dude, it's crazy because
it's crazy,
Yeah, when we first like all met each other, it was kind of just like, oh, these are some cool people. We like all the same music. That's cool. But then like I started to look around, like we got like really lucky by like Tyler has a Spectrum and he's so passionate about like recording and like he's like a really good musician, also like a producer. And he got Grace.
Hold on, let's go back. You said Tyler has a Spectrum.
Yeah, oh, the sex room, bro.
Explain that the sex room is a recording place.
All right, so the sex room is
basically... Wait, hold on, let me just... I just have to pour some water into a coffee maker.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just because I feel like people might say, sex room, and then he just plays over it.
That's true. You can't like, mention the sex room and then, like...
Yeah, you gotta explain.
Yeah.
Is there any sex in the sex room, or is it purely...
Well, it depends on your definition of sex.
Oh, yes.
Auditory sex, definitely.
Yeah.
But,
That makes sense.
So basically, Tyler's basement is a sex room.
Right.
And if I'm not mistaken, the story is that, let me explain what the sex room is first.
Yes.
So basically, it's a room with like amps covering the walls.
Okay.
It's like there's a drum kit in the middle, and there's a couch, and there's a bathroom, and there's Tyler's bedroom. The bathroom's the vocal booth. You go there and do your vocals. And you go practice in like the main room, and you see like Tyler mixing and stuff in the fucking in the bedroom, and then you just go, you hang out, you know, and it's like a, I don't know, you walk into the sex room and you just play better music. I don't know, there's something about it, but
no, I mean, surely there's something to atmosphere and process and everything.
100%.
You know, ritual that makes you know.
Yeah.
Recordings, work, and pop, and whatever. Everyone has shit that they really need.
Yeah.
The singer of the band I used to manage, for instance, felt he had to get like blackout drunk before he recorded. You know?
Oh God.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's crazy. What do you record, man? You know, I don't know, but yeah, man. And you know, it's becoming winter now, and then cold section is gonna hit different because over the summer it gets kind of hot down there, but now like we can get like all like bundled up and play music, which is cool. But anyways,
no, it definitely, like, you know, between all you guys and all the different talent there and the fact that everyone wants to get involved more and more and more, you know, Grace is so talented with the art, and you have other friends with the art, and Logan's a good artist too.
Yeah, Logan's an insane artist. I think he's going to start drawing stuff again. But
he was supposed to make me a death metal-ish type AYM logo.
That's sick.
And this is his reminder, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's also supposed to make a comeuppance shirt too. So Logan,
what?
Get on your shit,
you fucked
man.
Fucked us both over, buddy.
I know, right?
You a real piece of work.
This is a personal attack, Logan. Get your shit done. But yeah, dude, like we're all like we got really lucky because like we're all like really passionate about it, but also like we all have the different like skill sets to like make this shit work. Tyler had the sex room, and then Grace has all her art shit. Like when we first started out, I think like a big part of it was like all like the visual shit, like all the posters were like really eye catching.
Right.
And you know, like the Pink Mist demo, like the guy getting his head blown out. Like,
yeah,
that was all Grace. Like all like the shit that people see about Bad Idea and like Raid and all Grace.
Which goes back to me saying you can come out with come up in shirts now.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. But and then
just because you guys are so good at that is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I feel you. Yeah. We have an idea for a shirt.
I just want to buy shirts. I like buying shirts. I like
my. Yeah, right. I like selling shirts because I'm kind of.
I don't like selling hoodies. I will tell you, because they're really fucking bulky, and I have tons of fucking boxes all over the place. You know,
obvious, man. It's a good problem to have.
I guess
people want the merch, but and then I don't know. Like everyone listens to everything. Like Liam, he has his own influences that he brings to different projects, and like you got AJ, like you know, learning hella, like it's fucking, it's crazy. And then Jen, like she helps us out a lot. Like everyone kind of like filled in a spot that needed to be filled.
Yeah.
Which is like so crazy to me that it all worked out like that.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it was a really big successful project in my opinion, you know?
Yeah.
Cause I was there for the majority of all the things you put on so over the past year. And it was like, I mean, you gave everyone, you know, not that there weren't other shows, but I mean, you filled a huge void, it seems.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys weren't putting on all those shows, I mean, I was thinking the other day, like, who's played more this year on Long Island than Raid? Like, is that possible? Yeah. Has anyone?
They put in the work this year, yeah.
But
yeah, it was basically just like us, and then also shout out Hard Knock.
Of course. And then that's also such a fucking crazy, you know, those guys are so fucking, you know, talented too, and have so many different ways to go. It's like, segue to Hard Knock for a second and what they got going on.
Yeah, dude.
You know, it's like NYC Shootout, which again, they won't let me listen to.
It's coming back soon, yeah.
What? Soon. Oh, coming actually, back. Wait, no. I heard recently it's not done. It's not listenable yet.
Is that what I heard?
No, I heard this the other day, unless they're lying to me. Fucking Anthony. So anyway, and Morty gave me my hoodie, by the way. I don't know if you saw.
Oh, yeah. What a nice guy.
Yeah, it was really nice. He pulled up, and I wouldn't move. I helped him with, you know, just stabilize the speaker, and then I needed to get my hoodie and get out of there.
But yeah, dude, like, they were the first people to
like
give us like the nod and like, you know, take some of their wing and shit. Like, they're cool guys.
I mean, straight up, like, in terms of this podcast, Morty was my second guest, I think. I always get confused.
Yeah,
but I'm pretty sure. But if you listen to it, I think like one of the first things he says when I'm like, oh, what do we want to talk about or concentrate on, wasn't even his stuff more. So he's like, we're pushing Pink Mist right now. I remember.
Yeah, that was sick.
Like, yeah, he either said that to me beforehand or that he actually said that in the interview. But the point was to get your names out there as the project everyone's behind, which is amazing. You know, I don't know if that set the tone in any way.
Yeah, because I think what they've told us is that like they see themselves in us, like where like we are where they were, like how many, like 2 years ago, like a year ago, whatever,
right?
But like it's been really cool to like have someone to be like, yo, we'll help you guys out, you know, because it was crazy because like over Corona, like all like, because I first started going to shows like right before COVID, right? So this is like late 2019, early 2020.
Okay.
And like all those guys, like Joey and Mike, like Pain of Truth blew up, Koyo blew up, like all these guys were performing all the time. So there was kind of like no one really putting on shows.
Right.
And, so I guess it was kind of annoying because we had to like figure out everything by ourselves, but it was also kind of cool because like,
yeah,
we kind of just do whatever we want, you know. It was pretty sick.
I mean, I was just thinking about them and hopefully what's going on here is that it's like a cycle, right? Of like you're saying, right when I started going too, which is more like right like kind of in the middle of COVID, near the end.
Yeah,
I'm saying to the Long Island scene, you know, going again out and checking out what's happening. You're right. It was just like, you know, Pain of Truth and everybody and Koyo were getting really, really big, but they couldn't go anywhere, right? Because it was COVID. Nobody was touring. Yeah. And then as soon as that, you know, let up, it's like all that whole level of, say, Long Island hardcore bands that have been working, you know, while I wasn't around, all of a sudden we're like, it's our turn. Now it's our time to get on the road. So everyone just, you know, went touring. Obviously, Pain of Truth took over the world.
Which is so sick, by the way. Like, it's crazy watching those bands, like, all, like, blow up. Because I remember, like, Pain of Truth for a while. Like, they were a good band, but they were, like, the funny, like, McGregor sample band. And all of a sudden, like, everyone's bumping Pain of Truth. I was like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah, I remember it very clearly. It's, like, kind of what got me out. You know, it was a Pain of Truth show. The first show that got me out to Long Island shit. And it was because I saw a flyer and it was like, the flyer was a 2-day record release show. I don't know if you remember this flyer, but it was a 2-day record release show.
Oh, was that the show with Tsunami?
I don't know, but both were just outrageously stacked.
Yeah.
And I kept looking at it, not knowing anything about Long Island hardcore at the time. and being like, and they're saying, oh, it's the, you know, it's the record release show, or it's one of the first shows of this band kind of thing.
Mm.
And I was like, how the fuck could a band I've never heard of before be headlining these two shows with such a crazy supporting lineup?
Yeah.
Like, how, I don't, like, I couldn't compute. Like, how can a new band blast off that like that, you know?
Yeah.
I now understand why and where everybody came from in this net. But yeah, it didn't make sense to me. So I was like, what? And then so I listened to it and I was like, wow. You know, it reminded me of all the stuff I love.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, those two shows were crazy. I went to the second day. I think the original lineup was 200 Stab Wounds, Billy Club Sandwich, Tsunami, and Pan of Truth. I think there was like another band. But Billy Club Sandwich couldn't play, so Sworn Enemy played.
Whoa.
And that was literally like one of the like packed out AMH. Like those shows were fucking wild, dude. Like, I remember the Pan of Truth pit was like, you know how usually the pit in AMH like stays towards the front and people
are
in the back? Like, it was like a fucking like oval, like all the way to the back door. People just fucking moshing and shit. It was
wild. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I know that, you know, it's not even just we're talking here about our very, like, you know, we're not like, oh, this is our local scene and, you know, it's cool for us to see. You know, we're talking about them going on to like dominate, like, the comeback of hardcore. And it's, I'm not saying that, like, oh, you know, it has nothing to do with me. I've heard this on like podcast world, you know, countrywide, that people, a lot of people are like, oh, how'd you get, you know, what influenced you to get back on the road to tons of bands, you know, to record and get out there, and like, well, Pain of Truth, you know?
Yeah.
People have cited them as cool, like an inspiration. I think I've heard for sure for a lot of people.
And so sick, because like, I don't know, it's just like these are like bands like that, like, or front mirror. So like, I kind of like seeing that, we're like, oh shit, I guess like maybe we could do that too. Like,
right.
I mean,
so that's exactly, so what I'm saying, yeah, to get back to my point, exactly what I'm hoping is going to happen is that this is cyclical, right? So you get this row, like Standstill, Koyo, Pain of Truth. Who am I missing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess those are the three I'm thinking of. They're all out on the road touring. And then hopefully what I'm saying, you know, is you get to that point where now it's like, hopefully Shootout goes out, you know, now on a tour. And Shootout and, let's say, Stabbed, you know, start touring like nationwide, you know, or something like that, and somebody else. And then hopefully, like, you guys race that one. Now it's Pink Mist, and then it's Comeuppance, and then it's Rate. You know what I mean? Everyone keeps going out the door.
Yep.
Don't
want to say anything too soon, but keep your eye out. Rate and Pink Mist might be leaving the island pretty soon.
Ruh-roh.
You never know, you know?
Awesome.
But yeah, dude, it's cool. It's definitely really cool.
No, I mean, they should. I think that is an awesome tour. As long as, like, you know, I'm sure they'll have somebody. I'm not going to presume who might book that. I have ideas who might be interested, who might do a good job with that. But I know we all know people in, you know, Philly and PA and where else do we have friends, you know, wherever, all across the East Coast. So should be able to put together some dope shows for them.
Yeah, dude. And also, because all these bigger bands are done touring, we could actually like have them play shows Long Island again, because like, oh yeah, dude, it was sick watching them all blow up. But like, I'll ever, one, like, me, AJ, and Logan, one of our favorite bands is Soul Provider, and it's like, it's basically Koyo, but like, I think one of the guitarists is the vocalist, you know, all, everyone's kind of like switches instruments, and like, like, I've been waiting for them to play a show again, because it's like, holy shit, you know?
Yeah.
So if you guys are listening to this, please play another show.
Yeah, man. So, but no, everything's popping and it's cool. And yeah, I mean, it's like, that is what should happen in a really hot scene, which is what I think you guys have here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to overstate it, but it's certainly the hotbed. I think no one's not pointing to Long Island right now, I wouldn't think, you know, and
yeah, man.
It's like, just, I said, our friends in PA.
Yeah. Yeah. PA's blowing up, fucking Baltimore. It's just, I think it's a good time for like hardcore in general.
Oh, for sure. Baltimore, Detroit. Yeah, lots of shit. Oh, yeah. Fucking Chicago.
Chicago, for sure.
I just had that interview with on shit. So this is one thing we could talk about. Chastity. Let's talk about chastity for a minute.
Oh, I totally forgot we're playing that show. Oh my god, I feel so bad. Columbus is also playing the chastity for a show.
When is this?
It's January. It's like mid-January.
Hold on, I can pull it up. Okay.
It's January 13th at Shakers.
Right. January 13th at Shakers is Chastity's first show featuring Doom, Sayer, Raid, and Comeuppance. Wow. Fucking show.
That's going to be a cool show.
Who is in Doom, Sayer? Do I know them? Because I feel like I'm supposed to.
I don't know. I'm honest with you.
Okay. Then that's cool. But talk about Chastity for a second. Shut the fuck up, dog.
Chastity, it's I'm pretty sure it's Lorcan, Morty, I think Doug.
I don't know if that's right.
Maybe
I have the list of people. Hold on.
Because you never told me before.
Wait, I have it written down somewhere. Shut the fuck up. So, Logan, not your Logan, but Logan Flynn. Do you know who Logan Flynn is?
Yeah.
Is the vocalist of Chastity. And Chastity is... And so, yeah, Lorcan's in it. Morty's in it. Who the fuck's playing drums? Probably...
I've been told who's in this band.
I'm going to...
So I apologize.
Oh, here's look. Here it is. Wait, hold on. Okay. Here it is. Chastity, which is I think they're calling themselves New York Metal with an NU with the thingies on top, like New Metal. Yeah. But instead of just New Metal, it's New York Metal, which I think also has to be a nod to New York Metal, the song by Irate. I hope it does. Because then I think it's pretty dope. Anyway, this is the lineup. It's Logan Flynn on vocals, who looks pretty cool. I could definitely see him fronting a New York metal band. Lorcan's on guitar, Morty's on bass, Sam's on drums.
Oh, Sam. Okay.
Yeah, that's Sam. I can't believe I couldn't think. Sam plays drums for everything.
Yeah.
And Patricio on guitar. And apparently Patricio is a young cat who hasn't been in any other bands before and is like a new dude.
Sick.
So that sounds exciting, and I will say, as somebody that actually was alive during like the first new metal thing that actually happened, like I remember being there, like you know when people first heard Limp Bizkit, or I saw Korn a million times, or whatever. You know, I think it's been long enough that it's not ironically anything anymore, and it's kind of a perfect time to come out with something like that. And I've heard Chastity, and I'm actually going to play Chastity. What do you think? To open or close this
show? Definitely for the opener, yeah.
All right, so open the... it's called... What is it? Thunderstruck? No. It can't be Thunderstruck, because I was listening to AC/DC.
That'd be really funny if it was, though.
What the fuck's it called? Hold on. Thunder Road.
Okay.
I was listening to AC/DC with my daughter because... She went into, fucking Newbery Comics. She made me buy her an AC/DC sticker. And I was like, I'll buy this for you, but there's no fucking way you're not listening to AC/DC on the way home. Because I don't want you fronting like you've never heard AC/DC.
Yeah.
You have a sticker, you know? Anyway, so that's why I got those confused.
Yeah, I'm hyped for Chastity.
I am too. So I like the song a lot. That's what you heard apparently at the beginning, because I haven't done that yet. So I'm going to play in the beginning. Thunder Road by Chastity. Apparently, this song came out a year ago. But I think that what I hear is it was something that was kind of a side project that they weren't really concentrating on at the time. And they feel that now is the right time to come out with the Chastity project, which I concur with, basically.
Yeah, dude. I was never the biggest nu metal guy until Logan started playing Limp Bizkit 24/7 around people.
And wearing the hoodie 24/7.
And wearing the hoodie. But like now, I kind of fuck with it. It's pretty sick.
So I don't even know. Like, look, for me, I have absolutely very little interest. Like, if you were like, "Oh, there's a Korn, Limp Bizkit, new metal you know, festival at Jones Beach. Like, I'm not really into GUP.
Okay.
And because I've seen all those guys play at their peak, like when it was really fucking cool, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they were super on, they were young, you know what I'm saying? Energetic. The fucking sets were crazy. You know, Fieldy had long fucking thingies. I don't know. But so I'm not into like any nostalgia new metal, but I do like the idea of taking, you know, elements of it and you know, and recreating it, rebranding it in some way and adding other things to it, which is what I think Chastity's doing. I am also happy for anyone who was like, Adam's starting to do too many interviews with people who aren't from Long Island, because I did do a couple recently, Chicago Cats and Hudson Valley stuff. But I am happy to have talked a lot about the uber local Long Island scene today with you. Yeah. Because that is what it's all about. And yeah, man, send me that Ed Gein track you want. I'll close with it, or whatever
you,
Ed Gein track you want. What is it going to be called so the people know?
The Marlboro Man is dead.
The Marlboro Man is dead.
Yeah,
I mean, I like that.
That was a douchebag. My bad. Dude,
I feel like I don't know.
You yeah,
don't
I've been
know the name of the song. Radio, I don't feel I've like you should come out with a better song. I feel like you should think of a better song now.
Yeah,
because you don't even know the name of it.
All right.
Let's just wait. Yeah, we're just gonna wait here.
All right. How about this? Nice shoes. Wanna fuck? Play that song.
Okay. Sounds good. Send it my way.
I shall.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate it. I should have this out by maybe later today.
Sick, dude.
Look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks at that show. Everybody, remember to go on November 26th, Saturday, after, right after Thanksgiving, for the next big Bad Idea Collective, like, you know, return of Bad Idea Collective show. Featuring my merch there.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a good time. Everyone pop out.
It'll be a good time. Pop out. All right, homeboy. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you, bro.
Later, bud.
My mom had to get a restraining order against my stepdad. He has emotional problems. Oh, I have those too. What kind of emotional problems does your dad have?
He stabbed my mom 4 times in the chest.
Oh.